when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you dear, precious Blood River Radio family out there. We have a great program tonight. But where are you? Who are you listening to? You are listening to Blood River Radio. We've said this many times. We'll probably say it every opening. Blood River Radio, we are very proud of it. We think that we're probably the only radio media in the entire United States, probably the entire world, that on our website, it'll tell you. We have one purpose only, and that is to try to do our bit to try to resist and fight against global white genocide with every fiber in our body. And we try to teach, not that we're professors or anything, we try to teach our new people that are listening things they can do. We call it solutions, what you can do to resist the global white genocide. It's in progress right now. At a warp speed. But by the way, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio, like I said, and we are syndicated nationally by Liberty News Radio. Sam Bushman and all his family, they syndicate us, and they're really good to us. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I'll be your master of ceremonies tonight. We have some great people coming on that really do more to run the program than I do. And today's date is December the 2nd. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. This is kind of aside. I was just telling Cameron and Rand that my mind was really kind of out running the St. Jude Marathon today. I didn't get to do that. If I get time, I'll tell you later why I didn't get to do that. It had to do with a health thing that I had, but happened to me about a month ago when I damn near froze to death in New York running the New York Marathon. Anyway, people, back to earth, back away from running, back to Blood River Radio. People, this is a Christian program, and you know, we don't do anything without saying a prayer. Today I'm going to do something a little bit. I do this every now and then. Instead of saying a big long prayer, we'll do a Bible scripture. And I picked this is one I've read quite a few times. It's from a letter of Paul to the Philippians. And it's chapter 3, and I'm going to open up with verse 2. He says, "Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision." What he means by concision is mutilation, the circumcision. Another word for that would be the Judaizers that preach you have to go by these old Judaic laws in order to be saved. He goes on. "For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in flesh." That's a biggie, people. You need to get that. I'm going to repeat that. He has no confidence in flesh. It doesn't matter who your pappy was, who your grandpappy was. None of that matters. All that matters is just what he says. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. He continues, verse 4, "Though I may also have confidence in the flesh," I'm going to repeat that. Paul says, "Though I might also have confidence in flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I the more." Here's his resume. "Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is the law, blameless. He was blameless. He followed the law to the letter, the old Judaic laws. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. All that stuff, he counted that as loss, his bloodline, and all the laws that he obeyed. Yea, doubtless, he continues, verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do account them but dung, that I may win Christ. You see, that's plain, people. And here's another verse here. One that's going to go right. It's kind of hip with that one. This is the third chapter of Galatians. He says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster. This is, by the way, the third chapter of Galatians is there. I'm going to start with verse 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith is come, we no longer are under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing, people. Verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Here's the punchline. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus, Southern Baptist. And if ye be Christ, and here's the punchline, you be Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Southern Baptist, listen to that. Can you get that through your head? When I say Southern Baptist, that's a generic for Judeo-Christians. All this other crap, being a Jew. You know what? Being a Jew, being an Orthodox Jew is going to get you a ticket to bust hell wide open. So stop praising the Jews. Stop praising that sandbox Israel over there. If you're a Christian, you cannot think any other way. It says it right here, plain as day. It's Christ Jesus speaking to you through Paul. And another verse we read, I won't read it, I'll just kind of paraphrase it, is St. John 8:44. Jesus Christ, not Paul himself, speaking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, he tells them, ye are your father the devil, because you do not follow Jesus Christ. I don't know why we can't get that through to these Judeo-Christians. Anyway, people, that's it. And what we're going to do now, we're going to get Brother Rand, he will, to say a short prayer. I gave you these scriptures, like to do that once in a while. But Brother Rand, if you don't mind, pick that up with a little prayer, brother, if you don't mind.
Sure, Brother Eddie. And that was some good stuff right there. Let's go to our Father's prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, we just humbly come to you now. Father, just to thank you. Just to thank you for all that you do for us, to acknowledge you, and just to say you are our God, and thank you for your Son and his sacrifice that he came and shed death on the cross in order, like Brother Eddie just said, through Jesus Christ, that we might have eternal life with you. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with this program today. Pray that you'd be with the listeners, Lord. And give us discernment, Lord. Help us to be better. Help us to recognize things better. Just give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us strength, amen, Lord. We just pray for those things, that you would just give it to us abundantly, and that we would turn around and use that for your favor, Lord, to spread your word and to take a stand for you in these days where it's not really, for lack of a better way to put it, it's not really hip to stand for you, Lord, but we do, and we're going to continue to stand, amen, for you, Lord, as long as we have breath in us, and that Brother Bushman gives us airways. We are going to stand for you, Lord. We committing that to you right now. We will, yes, always stand for you. We will always acknowledge you. We will always put you first, Lord, even when it gets rougher going than what it is, Lord, because the days will be rougher. You said they will be. But, Lord, with your strength, we'll be ready for it. Lord, just thank you for this program. Thanks for letting us have this opportunity to share about you and to share the truth about things that some people don't even want to think about. But somebody has to say certain things, Lord.
Yes.
And we're going to be the ones to be here to say it, and we're going to do it in your name and in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray all this in his holy name. Amen.
Amen. You're hitting all cylinders, brother Randy, like you always do, brother. Listen, also, we had a really good the people. We put out we didn't put out a call. We've been honoring our donors lately, the few that keep us on the air. A lot of people responded, man. We had ran the biggest one-time donation we've had in the history of Blood River Radio this past week. We'll get Save Him Blast, but we had Ken of Lynbrook, New York. Big Ben, my God, I wish I could meet Big Ben. I would love to. He never sends any notes, never says anything. He just like clockwork. He'll send one, two. Sometimes, if you don't hear from him, he'll send three checks a month. Thank you so much, Big Ben from Lynbrook. Listen, I'll have to get the other ones when we come back. I cannot neglect the donors when we come back. I'm going to finish the donors. Be right back, people. Hang on to your seats. Right back, me and Rand.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio fam, we're right back. You know, we left off giving our honor to Brother Ken in Lynbrook, New York. Bless his heart. I mean, I just can't say enough about him. Like I said, I would love to meet all of our donors. I really would. All of the people that support us. Also, another one that we talk about all the time here, Old Biscuit down there in Gatorville, down in Florida. I mean, clockwork, every month. Thank you so much, Ken. Thank you so much, Biscuit. My God, y'all are just the rock. You're the few. And we also have, Jimmy B. He has a beautiful family up there. He's from Washington State. And You're talking about honor. When he sends me pictures and progress reports, kind of like his family, he has one of the most outstanding families you've ever seen. They're all athletic. His granddaughters are really beautiful. I'm telling you, his crazy has a grandson. It's like he might – I don't know if he can play pro or not, but he's really good. He's really that good. So said, thank you, Jimmy B. And also, Micah. Micah was from Communist Maryland, was missing in action for a while. He sent a – when we get through, I'm going to read these cards. He sent a card. And thank you so much, Micah. And listen, our new guy, Seth, I never heard of him. I would use his whole name, but since I don't know him and he might not want us to, just say Seth from Louisiana sent a really good donation. And I can promise you, Seth, it will not be wasted. Me and Rand have some stuff in the works. I hope we get to pursue it and bring it to fruition before too much longer. Hopefully one of them will involve, if we could get at least one to two sailors to go with us. That's what we'd like to do. And when I say sailors, I'll be from USS Liberty. But so thank you guys. Once again, it's Ken from New York, Biscuit of Florida, Jimmy B from Washington State, Micah from Communist Maryland, and Seth. God bless you, Seth, from down in Louisiana way. Down right around David Duke's ballywhack. Well, folks, I'm going to read this card. They're not really long, but if somebody sends me a card, you damn well believe I'm going to read it because I got to honor these people. It says, a Thanksgiving prayer for all that makes you happiest. I mean, keep in mind we missed last week because we were talking about Thanksgiving. With a wish for a truly joyful and blessed celebration. He says, this is old Micah. I heard the shekels have been down for Blood River Radio. Here's my small part. Well, it's not, nothing is small. Happy Thanksgiving, Micah from Communist Maryland. Thank you again, Micah. Thank you for that. It's a really pretty card. And here's one from old Jimmy B. He always sends the greatest wildlife cards. This is a beautiful fox. I wish y'all could people could see. This is a beautiful red fox. I think the red fox is one of the most beautiful animals on earth. He says, dear Eddie, keep up the good work. Your friend, Jim. And thank you so much, Jim. Thank you very, very much. This isn't a card, but I'm going to get Sister Nancy to talk about this later before we go to Rand. It talks about lone Italian compatriot passes. We've got a lone Italian patriot. I'm going to get Nancy to talk about it. He's buried right here with about 20 miles from my house, no more than 30, in an old, old cemetery, Calvary Cemetery, where my sister-in-law was buried, where she was shot by a feral black animal and killed for over $20. Anyway, so with that, Rand, that took a long time to get through that, you know, but we absolutely cannot shortchange our dear donors. If there would be, as you well know, there'd be no Blood River Radio. There'd be no Liberty News Radio without donors. So anyway, Rand, I was going to give a quick crime report in Memphis, but I can hold that off because we've had you on the line so long. I'm going to skip and go to this crime report in Memphis later. You will not believe it. You will absolutely think it's like a soap opera. Anyway, what do you got for us, Rand, before we cover this crime report?
Yeah, I probably will believe it, though, brother. I mean, you know, it's like nothing surprises us anymore. You know, it's just
this might, but go ahead.
You know, like the hits keep coming, but you know, you're exactly right, Eddie. We need to recognize the people that support us, and that's a good thing that you do. I don't care how long it takes. They need to be recognized. They need to be mentioned. They support us week in and week out, and they help keep us on the air. So that's the right thing to do for sure. But I want to talk about the Russians for a moment to start with. They plan to talk about that. They just had a bunch of these demonic lunatics that fly around in private jets meet somewhere in this new climate control. I don't know what they call it, the COP28 climate control or whatever the heck they call it. But anyway, they just met. We can talk about that a little bit later, about some of that. Me and you talked about a little bit of that earlier today. But for a moment, let's talk about the Russians. You know, I thought this had already happened, but it's been confirmed and just put into law that the Russians just banned the LGBTQ movement in Russia. So I say good for the Russians.
Yes, yes.
And not only did they ban it, Brother Eddie, they designated it as a extremist group, which that's just short of being called a terror group. But you know, they are terrorists. They terrorize. They've practically ruined society in America already in just a real short time. And I say good for the Russians. But what I want to ask you, Brother Eddie, and we can discuss it a little bit, why are American Christians anti-Russian?
They're stupid, and they're lazy, and Satan. You know what, Rand? It's the same reason that they see. I've seen people, and I used to be a Southern Baptist for a short time. You know, that's why I hammer them so. They have scales on their eyes. I know a lot of people don't like Chuck Baldwin. I talked about Chuck Baldwin back this long, long time ago. When he used to be at TPC, I guess 15 years ago. And I asked him, I said, Brother Chuck, if just a regular stick in the mud like me, and that's before I became a Christian, can see that these Christians are worshiping an idol, a false idols, if I can see it, why are there doctors and lawyers that I know that they fight you to the death over a Jew, over a Christ-hating Jew? They'll fight you to the death over this little sandbox over in Israel, and they'll literally deny Christ. The same reason. They're ignorant, stupidity. They've been brainwashed. And a lot of probably people that are not religious probably won't like this. They're not Christian, won't like this answer. They've been blinded by the devil. Because, as a matter of fact, Rance, you pointed out, I don't remember exactly how you worded it, but it hadn't been several months ago, you said that some people were unable to see because God will turn them over. Just to kind of paraphrase kind of what you said, God will turn them over to like a reprobate spirit. If they're evil, if they don't want to see the truth, he'll let them not see the truth. He'll blind them where they can't see the truth. And that's what's happened. That's what's going on. Because you know what? If you said that one thing alone that you just told me, that news bleep about the Russians have outlawed this filthy, satanic, so-called, I call it religion. It's not a sexual orientation. It's a religion. That will tell you right off. That should tell everybody. If that's the only thing you knew about Russia, that they are the superior country as far as being a Christian nation than the United States. I consider Russia is the last remaining Christian nation that I know of. It's the largest repository of white Christians left on the face of the earth. But I like these people. They're the same ones that hate Russia. If they hate Russia, you know they're going to love. They didn't make a damn them how many children that the Jews blow up in Palestine. It doesn't matter to them. They'll egg them on. Yeah, let's kill some more Palestinians because they don't worship the Jews. I hope that wasn't too long-winded. I hope that's some kind of a halfway decent answer, Rand.
Oh, no. Very, very good. Very good. You know, but you would think with this deal right here with them making this ban that a true Christian church pastor, preacher would say good for the Russians. These Russians can't be all bad. There's got to be more to what's going on or something along those lines. But we don't have any preachers, and certainly not in the mainstream, that are going to stand up and say those words but because they're wimpy. They're wimps. They're going to go along with the Zionist agenda all the way. We'll talk about it more when we come back.
Yeah, we'll get that soon. We come back from this break, folks. We'll go right back to that same thing. Be right back, people. Hang on to your seats.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing Liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News. I'm Laura Winters.
Let's be clear about this. It's because of Hamas that this pause ended.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the briefing at the White House. This as explosions heard in Gaza as fighting continues now for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ended. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. Now, as for aid getting into Gaza, John Kirby telling reporters,
"It looks like we're going to be able to resume it, probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks, but that's a good sign."
In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. More now from USA's John Schaefer.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court, died Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
"It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court."
O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. I'm John Schaefer.
And it's a sign of the season in Washington, D.C.
3, 2, 1. All right, you got it.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
President Biden on hand for the lighting of the 2023 National Christmas Tree.
"Let's remember how blessed we are as Americans for the gift that is our nation. So a Merry Christmas, America. May God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Merry, Merry Christmas."
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to go to a scripture to kind of tie in what Rand was asking men to go to try to explain why men or blind, stupid, ignorant, refuse to be, or they can't understand because God has blinded them. And here we go to grow backing up. We like to back up stuff to scripture. This is the first chapter of Romans. I try not to read too many scriptures tonight, people. Although there's nothing wrong with reading scriptures, but we don't want to just burn y'all down too much at one time. Okay, this is Romans chapter 1. And I'm going to go on, start with verse 22. Professing themselves, but keep in mind, this is to explain why people became stupid. Like my best friend CW said that he used to tell my daughters when they were young, they're grown now, that listening to rock and roll music would make them stupid. But anyway, he was pretty much joking with them. But anyway, back to reality here. First Romans, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. These are these people that know it all, that make fun of people like me and Rand and Sister Nancy, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Evidently, he's talking about making idols. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts. He gave them up. He let them go. He said, you want to be a sin? You want to reject me? Okay. I'm going to turn you over to you, reprobate spirit. That's what he says. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves. who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. You hear about climate change and was this a carbon credits? Here you go. That's what he's talking about. They worshiping the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Okay, here we go. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. I think he's talking about lesbians, folks. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving into themselves that recompense of their error, which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. It goes on, but I think you get the message, folks. I think that spells it out pretty good, Rand. What do you think, brother?
Yeah, very, very good, Eddie. And you know what I think? I think the Russians are reading that book. And I think so too, brother. They taking that book to heart. They taking that letter that our father sent us to go by, to live our lives by. They look like to me the only people almost on the planet that are, as far as leadership goes, that is looking at that book. I mean, yes. We talked about the pastors a little bit, and none of the mainstream ones are going to take a stand on this. But let's talk about our good conservative friends on the right of the aisle that's supposed to be so family, you know, family friendly. God bless America. Blah blah blah. How many of them do you think would vote for a ban like Russia just passed? I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm not talking about leftists. I'm talking about all those jokers on the right side. How many you think on that side would vote for a ban like the Russians just passed?
Maybe one. I doubt if you can find one, Rand. I doubt it. You know, because they would, just like this book was talking about, like Paul was talking about to the Romans, they have become.
I think it would be safe for us to say that most wouldn't vote for it. Most.
I think you're absolutely right. I would be surprised if you find two.
You know, it's amazing you said that, because that's what I was going to say. I was going to say maybe two, and I don't even know.
Here's the exception, Rand. They might ban it in, like, pre-K, kindergarten, maybe grammar school, but I doubt if you could find some that would ban the teaching of this reprobate religion. And once again, I call it religion. It's not a section, sexual choice.
You got an administration, you got the leadership in Washington, D.C., that parades it. They slobber all over themselves about putting it out there and say,
yes.
Like Kirby, the naval admiral, what his daggum position is. You know,
I know who you're talking about.
He said it's the core policy. It's in the core policy of the United States, the core policy. So, and you got the Russians doing the exact opposite, which looks like to me, just me sitting here in Alabama, you know, going through the scriptures, what best that I can. I certainly don't claim to be the smartest chip off the block, but the Russians are right. The Russians are right, and we've got a administration, a media that paints them as bad guys, demeans them, calls them all kind of names. I mean, we should be trying to learn from these people, it looks like to me, you know?
You know, Rand, before we came on the program today, you and I had a conversation, and you said to, in fact, matter of fact, you're the first one to say it on this program with me. You're the first one to say, it hadn't been too many months ago, you said it. You were talking to Sister Nancy, I believe, and you said you never in your wildest dreams did you ever think that the reason that the world would be on the brink of an all-out nuclear war would be over LGBTQA, because people like Russia would not accept this reprobate religion. You said that. You said you never dreamed that we'd be, that the United States would be ready to bomb Russia or someplace because they didn't wouldn't let us force these queers down their throat. You said that, Rand. And you're right.
And I believe it. I mean, you look around, you listen to what they say. When I say they, I'm talking about people like Biden and his whole administration and then the people that he surrounded himself with, all them freaks and all. I mean, yeah, they would. And it's so dramatic and so devastating to our good natural society. And it goes against everything that what we just talked about, that that letter talks about good and righteousness. I mean, it's no doubt, if people can't figure out, and I know you agree with me, but it's no doubt that there is a demonic power that is in charge of these people, that's in control of America right now. And it's got people intimidated. It's got preachers intimidated where they won't speak out. They won't say the things that you and I sit here and say on Blood River Radio. They won't say those things to their congregation because they're afraid they'll hurt somebody's feelings. But, you know, brother, we know who is behind all of this. And it's the same old ones. It's the same old members of the same old tribe.
They're the ones that rule this country.
They run this country. They run this country. And, you know, just, I guess, maybe to kind of end on this, like I kind of said in the prayer, Blood River Radio, we're not woke. We're not going woke. We're anti-Zionist, and we will not be silent, and we will not be afraid of the attacks that are going to come our way by those of the synagogue of Satan. We
get that
will
right.
Be here. We are going to stand, and we're going to speak out.
You got that right.
And we're going to tell it like the best of our ability and the best that our Lord and Savior give us the ability to do. Tell it like it is.
You know what? You hit, I'm going to get one more quick verse before we come back because you hinted at a verse. Be right back, folks. This is the last break for the first hour. Be right back, folks.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Boy, old Jock Ewing, people, dear Blood River Radio family, Jock Ewing was right on the money when he says real power. Nobody's going to give you power. Nobody's going to give you liberty. Nobody's going to give you freedom. Nobody's going to give you jack except slavery unless you fight. Real power that you get, but we don't want power somewhere. Well, we do, because without power, you know, we can't exercise our liberty. But without, no one's going to give it to you. The only way, you tell me one time in history, anybody out there that wants to call in, and maybe if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. One time in history when a people achieved liberty, achieved freedom, without resorting to force, without what we say, affixing bayonets. That's a euphemism for force in Blood River Radio. You ain't going to get jack without there's going to be bloodshed. Just like, who was it, Jefferson said that the tree of liberty, I'll paraphrase it, must be nourished with the blood of the tyrants and the saints from time to time. Or the patriots must be nourished. The tree of liberty must be nourished with the blood of the tyrants and the patriots from time to time. I think he said you need a revolution about every 20 years, and I agree with him. Well, anyway, one more scripture. I said I've read more scriptures tonight than ever, I guess. But the Rand said talked about evil in this country and high places, and talking about how in Russia, he said that they're reading that leather book. It looks sounds like they're reading. Not only that, they're putting it in place, and also that, you know, there's been thousands of churches built under Putin since he has become to power in Russia, the churches that the communists tore down. Anyway, here's one more quick verse from the Bible to back up what Rand says. This is Ephesians. By the way, I'm reading from the King James Version, people. It's my favorite book version. This is Ephesians. I'll go over to chapter 6. I'll start with verse 10. Excuse me. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You need it, people. You do. And here's why he says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because you can't, without the power of God, without faith in Jesus Christ, without giving complete faith in him, not leaning on your own understanding, but him. That's the only way you can resist the devil. You can't do it by yourself. And in fact, verse 12, Rand, he says, and I know you know it by heart probably, he says, for we wrestle not, it's what Rand said just a minute ago, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against darkness, against the rulers against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Rand, I submit to you that spiritual wickedness has completely, 100% taken over the high places of government in this here United States of America, which I will never, ever give allegiance to it on my own. I was forced into giving to allegiance by getting drafted eons ago. And I tell you what, I better not go any further because we're liable to get wound up in jail, Rand. Anyway, back to you, Rand.
Amen to that, Eddie, and it's not just the United States. It's what they call the West. It's almost the entire West. not almost, it is the entire West. And, you know, something that I just run across today, I had never heard of. And by the way, while we're talking about, or I had talked about conservatives just a moment ago, I did want to mention this. There's a group in Germany, and sometime when we have Sister Braveheart on, maybe she's more familiar with them than me, but they're called the AFD. And the main thing yes. you need to know right this second is they're a conservative party. Well, some of the members of parliament over there are saying that they should just ban the AFD. Just away with that. You know, that'd be just like, not that it would really make a hill of beans in the long run, I don't think. But that'd be like the Democrats saying, well, you know, let's just ban the Republicans, you know. But they want to ban anybody that don't think like they do. They got a box, and if you think outside of that box, they want to shut you down. They want to ban you. They want to they don't want to hear it, so to speak. But and it's not just Germany, but France. They just banned, and I don't know about this whole story. You may know more about it, but undoubtedly there was a teenager. I remember hearing a little something about it, but I didn't never get it in detail. But there was a teenager, a white teenager, killed over there by a bunch of non-white. And France now has the leadership saying, we're going to ban these white right-wing groups that went out and protested against this killing. A horrible stabbing, very, very violent from what I know about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I remember what you said.
Event.
I remember when that happened. Go ahead.
Yeah. But it's not much doubt that a bunch of daggum non-whites attacked and brutally killed and probably every time they gouged him with that blade was probably saying something like, you white, you know what, or whatever, while they was doing it. It's obvious that this young teenager was killed in a violent way. Everybody knows it, but they don't want nobody to say it. That's what they're saying right there. We all know this. We know they killed him, but, you know, we gonna make it hate speech for you to get out here and say that a non-white violently murdered a white teenager. I mean, my goodness. I mean, it's almost leaves you without words what to say about that, you know.
It happens here in this country, Rand. It's happening here, the same, almost the same thing. And before, and don't even forget, I want to give that Memphis crime report. You probably won't even. Well, you might. Well, I'll give it just a second before I forget. But I remember when that happened. I remember. I'm gonna say a good bit of it, but I'll give you the best a sketch of the details as best I can remember. Not the whole thing, but there was a group of a housing complex. I'll say similar to. I'll just call it like a fraternity building, where like-minded brothers of independent Frenchmen, they were for French nationalists. They were totally wanting to stop, put a moratorium on all these thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, millions of non-French, non-white, non-Christians flooding into France. Well, they were attacked by a group of I guess North African blacks and whatever, and it was violent. Of course, you know who got the blame? The white guys, just like you said. Absolutely. And it happens here. It happened in Charlottesville. It happened in New Orleans when you were there. It happens at Pikeville. It happens anywhere people, like if we go out and we say, we just don't want you to burn our houses down. We don't want you tearing our cultural icons down. We don't want you just destroying our statues and destroying our parks. And we don't want you digging up the graves of our ancestors. And then you're attacked. And you go to prison for defending yourself. Here's something that happened in Memphis. We have a communist district attorney here in Memphis. His name is Steve Mulroy. And I hope something bad happens to him. I hope that these criminals that he's been turning loose, I hope one of them attacks him. And I'll tell you why. He was responsible. He was setting it to him when Eliza Fletcher was snatched off the streets last September, a precious child. Well, the teacher, anybody less than 60 is a child to me. And she was brutally beaten savagely by a giant feral black. She was tortured. She was mutilated. She was viciously raped, and she was dumped into a wheat field like a sack of garbage. Nothing has happened to that feral black animal yet, and there never will. And just recently, listen, this happened. You remember the last couple of weeks I talked about how these feral blacks shut down I-40, I-240. They shut the interstate system. One of the largest interstates in the United States, I-40, runs coast to coast, east coast, west coast. I've covered this before, but I'm leading to another point. They shut it down. They were having drag races and doing, like, cutting donuts. This is on the damn interstate. They blocked traffic. When the police responded, what did the feral blacks do? They have no fear of the police. They started throwing missiles, objects at the cops. The story stops there. You can't find out what happened. The reason being probably because nothing happened. Well, the same week, three feral blacks get on I-240 that connects 240 with connects I-40. It goes around. You can leave I-40 to I-55, north and south. They stop. They're out there with this in the interstate, stopping traffic, and start shooting into oncoming traffic with their guns. Nothing happened. Guess what happened Thanksgiving Day? It got the blacks. It backfired on the blacks. On Thanksgiving Day, this is good old Memphrica. An 18-year-old and a 15-year-old, what a shocker, they were blacks. They pull up to a street called Vandalia, a place where I go by 3 days a week. You ride my bike, going down to the Mississippi River, climb the stairs. I know the street all too well. They pull up. They're going to trade guns with this other 15-year-old black. Well, the 15-year-old comes out, and instead of trading guns, they snatch his gun. They shoot him in the head. They rob him on the site. Guess what? The feral blacks carried to the police station, and they were released on their own recognizance. And in the state of Tennessee, and you're supposed to have, if when you commit any gun crime, you're supposed to have, like, mandatory 10 years in jail. No ifs, ands, or buts. They released him, first-degree murder, committing committing a crime of robbery, killing the man, and they released on their own recognizance. And this time it killed the black. And his mother came out and says, she had to go in the house just to check her pies. It's Thanksgiving Day. When she come out, I forgot to get the black's name was dead. He was laying out there and got a big old hole in his head. Well, and this is one more thing, you know, and I told you people not long ago, St. Jude's very dear to my heart. There was a scientist. He was from Russia, a scientist with his family, with his wife and child. He was killed on another place where I go every 3 days a week, Tennessee Avenue, right there at the Mississippi River, by the stairs. They shot him because he was trying to rob the man's wife. But that's the way it is in Memphrica. That's the way it is. Anytime you have a large black population, we have a black mayor, a black police chief, a black city council, black superintendents. For people, that's it. We've run completely out of time with the first hour. We're going to transition to the second hour. We're going to pick up Sister Nancy Bell Cowley. Hits. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on your seats.